The Defense Department is literally putting technology programs in a box. DOD says the IT box is used to ensure programs meet cost, schedule, and performance goals and focus on rapid and small increments. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with details on the IT box and other changes DOD is making to improve how it buys technology. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so the IT box, that's not something you do at the dog track. This is something that's going on at DOD. Is DOD going agile on us?
Well, that's what their plans are. I mean, a lot of what we've talked about and what we've heard about over the last few years from the Obama administration specifically is the need to move toward an agile development. And I think DOD is starting to put those pieces in place, and that's where what this is called the IT box comes in. And it's a change to how DOD oversees its IT programs, which, you know, let's be honest here, without question, it's not been a bright spot for DOD for the last, 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Catherine McFarland is DOD's Assistant Secretary for Acquisition.
The Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff has modified the Department's Joint Capability Integration and Development System, which develops our requirements, by introducing the IT box concept to support more rapid acquisition timelines. On approval of a requirement formulated in an initial capabilities document or a capabilities development document, requirements management is delegated to an appropriate body in a sponsor's organization. The organization is then not required to come back for requirements changes unless they exceed the parameters of the IT box.
Now, McFarland testified yesterday before the Senate Armed Services Subcommittee on Readiness and Management Support, along with several others, including DOD CIO Terry Takai. Now, what basically they're doing here is they're saying, how can we improve the way we develop software? How do we develop systems? Because one of the things that they have trouble with is not only coming up with requirements, but ensuring the requirements produce something in a timely manner. And as we'll talk about in a little bit, Tom, timely manner, the idea of getting things out timely has been really rough, not only on DOD, but across the government. Now, a lot of these changes that are coming, such as the IT box and others, really are because Congress has said, you know, enough is enough. You need to improve your processes. So in the fiscal 2010 Defense Authorization Bill, lawmakers included a provision, now it's commonly known throughout industry and government as Section 804, requiring DOD to study and recommend improvements to how it buys technologies. And they made those recommendations to Congress in November 2010. We do have a link to that report on federalnewsradio.com. And basically the report discusses new IT acquisition processes, an implementation plan of how these new processes would work, and any legislative changes that DOD believes Congress needs to act upon. So as you can see, that this is all started a few years ago. Now it's starting to come to fruition in terms of, okay, is this making a difference?
All right, so what are some of the other changes that are being contemplated as part of fulfilling 804?
Right, 804, it was a big, big major change in several areas. But the other major change, and this is something we've talked about on your show several times, is DOD released the interim DOD 5000 guidance. Now, this is the first major rewrite of DOD's acquisition processes since 2008. Now, McFarland says the draft 5000 guidance includes how best to adopt a modular, open system methodology that's both flexible and can deal with changing circumstances and needs.
It describes acquisition models where across each model, the policy addresses the realization that IT capabilities may evolve so desired capabilities can be traded off against cost and initial operational capability to deliver the best product to the field in a timely manner.
Now, McFarland says changes to the DOD 5000 also have to do with changing the DOD culture when it comes to risk.
And the challenge we have right now is we have a system called the Defense Acquisition Management Information Research, DAMR, and it reports based on a very distinct approach from weapon systems. For us, we focus on cost, schedule, and performance. Risk is embedded in each. And we have multiple players who come in, the program manager, the OSD functional staff, and we all rate on a program. What has to happen is that those two, from the standpoint of IT, are aligned. And right now, there's a difference in lexicon on how we think. And so we've drafted up the first effort to try to look at how we take and make those risk factors look the same so we don't report on two metrics and confuse people even more.
Now, the metrics piece is a huge because DOD has been chided over the last few years for not updating their progress on the federal IT dashboard. So part of what McFarland and others are trying to do is standardize how they are ensuring there is transparency about the status of their IT programs. Now, DOD has taken several other steps as well. Let me just highlight one other one. Secretary Chuck Hagel issued a memo back in December consolidating and realigning both the Deputy Chief Management Officers and the Chief Information Officer's office. The CIO now will oversee the technical aspects of the defense business systems. The DCMO will continue to lead the requirements processes of these business systems. And DOD spends something to the matter of $7 billion a year on these defense business systems. So changing up how it works, you know, giving, you know, saying the DCMO will say, okay, here's the business process or here's the business solution we need, and having the CIO say, okay, here's the technology that can meet your solution, I think is a very interesting change, and I'm not sure, not that it doesn't make sense, but I'd like to see how that works out in the future. So Kevin Scheid is the acting Deputy Chief Management Officer. He says these changes should improve DOD's progress on how it manages and deploys those business systems.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Any evidence that these changes have made a difference yet, or is it too soon?
Well, I'm going to be like a good GAO report. Some progress made, more needs to be done. So let me start with the good news. McFarland says the IT box effort is part of the broader program to implement those changes from Section 804.
About 75 to 80% of what the report to Congress discussed has been initiated and implemented. Implemented is not complete. As you are aware, the system has a slow progress, and many of the items within Section 804 regard the early onset, the initiation of the program. So we have programs that didn't benefit from those specific initiatives that are very important to make the products what we want them to be. And we will be continuing to do cleanup in a lot of those areas. The programs that are coming forward, I mentioned in my written testimony that I submitted, programs that have shown success. We've demonstrated that we can reduce the timelines for requirements by use of the IT box by 45 months compared to an earlier increment.
The one example that McFarland is talking about is something called the Integrated Strategic Planning and Analysis Network, or ISPAN. The Air Force reported in January 2013 that the ISPAN program delivered its Increment 2 in just 15 months, while Increment 1 took nearly 60 months, 5 years to deliver something. That's the problem where I think the government and OMB and others are saying this has got to change. 60 months to deliver capabilities is just too long. Well, now for the bad news. The Government Accountability Office once again scolded DOD for not meeting the Obama administration's goal of IT transparency through the IT dashboard. David Powner is GAO's Director of IT and Management Issues. He says DOD hasn't updated its data on the IT dashboard since September 2012, so more than 18 months. He says DOD currently lists 93 IT investments on the IT dashboard. Of those, 81 are in green status or considered low risk, 12 are in yellow status or considered medium risk. He says there are no projects rated high risk or red. And he goes, that's just unbelievable because GAO has done its own research and found that not only is DOD not putting all their major IT investments on the dashboard as required, but those ratings are not accurate either. Now, secondly, Powner says another report that's due out this spring shows a different set of problems.
We're looking at incremental development across the federal government. So we took 37 investments at DOD. And OMB has some guidance that said everyone has to do everything in 6 months. Well, one out of 37 at DOD is going to deliver in 6 months. So if DOD said that's unrealistic, I agree. But they said we strive for 12 to 18 months. So we said, okay, well, let's bump it up to 12 months. Those 37 investments, only 10 less, so about a quarter of the investments are going to deliver something in a year. So you still have a lot of projects that don't deliver anything for years. And that's the mode we need to get out of in the government.
McFarland says that has actually been one big hurdle for DOD when it comes to IT acquisition, is just understanding how big or small an increment should actually be so they can be successful. Too often, she says, DOD tried to bite off more than it could chew. Now, Powner says GAO's work reinforces the changes DOD is proposing in that 5,000 guidance and how desperately it's needed. He says DOD, like so many agencies, needs that flexible modular contracting benefits and use those benefits to develop these increments and get capabilities more quickly.
Jason, one of the projects that is probably a poster child for all of this is the Air Force logistics modernization, and they scrapped it a while ago after spending hundreds of millions, and now they're starting over again.
Correct.
So is there evidence that maybe in the start over they're going to try some of these new 804 techniques and some of the 5000.2 rewrites to get more agile and more deliverables on time?
Absolutely. I think that came up at the hearing several times about how did you learn from your mistake? And I think one of the things that both Catherine McFarlane and Terry Takei, the CIO, both told the members of the committee was we realized that was a long-standing problem. That began back in 2002 when we thought we could do the Big Bang Theory. The culture is changing, and part of the way that culture will continue to change, they say, is through these 5,000 rewrites, the agile processes. So it's going to be interesting to see. You know, I'm sure we'll have this hearing again in every year for the next 3, 4, 5 dozen years, how that's going to play out.
Sounds like maybe they should move like FAA's next gen over to DOD and get that modular and done in 18 months.
Or at least the program manager, they could steal the program manager.
That's right. I also wanted to ask about that idea of dividing up requirements and technology in the CIO's office. That seems to go against the grain that Congress is beginning to express with the FITARA legislation that just passed the House, where they're putting more authority in CIOs. This seems to kind of diminish the job a little bit.
Well, it's actually, I think it's the opposite, because I think what's happening is the DCMO had the responsibility for both the business solutions and the technical requirements. And what Secretary Hagel did was actually take away that technical requirements from the Deputy Chief Management Officer and gave it to the CIO. So in many ways, I think his memo was trying to empower the CIO to have more oversight and more visibility into those business systems and the technology behind those business systems, so they meet the enterprise architecture, so they meet the set of standards. I mean, one of the things that came up yesterday several times, kind of as an aside, is the Joint Information Enterprise, the JIE. And first of all, the members of Congress had to ask, what is it? How does it work? They wanted the background on it. But basically what CIO Takei was saying was, this JIE will make such a big difference when we develop business systems, when we do other kinds of systems, because we're all going to be working off a standardized platform, not the same platform, but a standardized one, and that will make technology infusion much easier.
And a final quick question. I know this is mostly all aimed at commercial type of systems, but any evidence they're going to use it for some of the embedded developments that have held up weapon systems and made those go so late and over budget?
That actually did not come up at the hearing. And in fact, the weapon system is a whole different animal when
sure.
It comes to this type of development. These are really just the business systems and the network type systems.
Well, I guess if they can put Prince Albert in a can, they can put IT in a box, right?
There you go.
All right. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks for that report.
My pleasure.